2, Calm and Bright. In his Christmas message to the readers of Norfolk Magazine, the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, reflects on a line in the carol, Silent Night.
Years ago, a young priest in Salzburg was in despair. It was Christmas Eve, and he had just discovered that the mice had chewed through parts of the organ. There was no chance it could be fixed in time for the midnight mass. It was a perfect storm, and his mood was dark. But then young Father Joseph had an idea. He had written a poem called Stille Nacht some years before. So off he went and asked the organist to set it to music. The two men sang it for the first time that evening. Its gentle tune and the words Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright mesmerized people. It was as if the church had become filled with the same sense of being calm and bright. Bethlehem had gently touched Salzburg. Much of life seems to hover between calm, storm, brightness, and darkness. Too much this last year seems to have had storms and darkness. Uncertainty on the world stage with a record number of people going to the polls, but to a soundtrack of dangerously divisive rhetoric, the conflicts in the Middle East with the cries of the injured and the mournful filling our screens, the riots on our streets, the ever worse news about the climate and biodiversity crises, and the continued hardships faced by many people. It's been no fun. Christmas reminds us that God's way is one that is calm and bright. We see that when human lives are flourishing, when we seek the common good for our communities, when there is healing out of brokenness, hope out of despair, peace out of hatred, and joy out of sorrow. I see very practical examples of that in churches across Norfolk. I keep meeting people who are fostering calm ways and being generators of brightness in their neighbourhoods. They quietly make a huge difference. So this Christmas, see again around the back of the inn that stable carved into the rock where the faces of new parents are picked out in the calm light of an oil lamp. See again that dark Judean hillside, the rocky terraces, and the shepherds being woken from their slumber by the brightness that shone all around them. And see again the Magi travelling from afar, their faith resting on the light of a new bright star that shines in the night sky. That star guides their path to a place of calm attentiveness. All these characters' eyes are set soon on the face of the infant Jesus. They see how he radiates and reflects all that is unimaginably calm and bright. This child brings calm to stormy and anxious lives. He offers a brighter way, not for just some lives, but for all lives. My prayer is that Jesus will fill your Christmas to make it calm and bright this year. Happy Christmas.